And now scores of people have been injured as riot police in Bangladesh used tear gas and rubber bullets against opposition supporters on the third and final day of a general strike. A senior officer was seriously injured in the capital, Dhaka, when protesters hurled a small explosive device at a group of riot police. At least 16 people have been killed in political violence since Friday. The main opposition party, led by former Premier Khalida Zia, who has close relations with military leaders, is demanding that a caretaker administration oversee an election scheduled for January. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has instead proposed an all-party interim government led by her to oversee the January polls. She says previous caretaker governments have paved the way for a military coup. Abdul Rahman Khan is a journalist and commentator with us on the line from Dakar. So, Mr. Khan, is the issue of a military coup something really serious and something that could be as imminent as the Prime Minister there is indicating?
Well, this is a rumor from today. Very sharply reacted the business community, and they said that they will not in any way accept a third party. And today the business community met the Prime Minister, and also the diplomatic efforts are on to bring some negotiation. But still people are afraid after the broadcast of telephone conversation between the two leaders, which was something secret, but somehow it came into the press and television broadcast it today.